Some local businesses are trying to take on racism within their own organizations. After the recent protests against police brutality and inequality, companies are examining their workplaces and how they can support Black employees and communities. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka has the story.
Black Lives Matter. It's a call that's rung out in Boston's streets and some boardrooms. In recent weeks, businesses have filled their social media feeds with black boxes and statements in support of the movement. They're taking up the call of protesters who are demanding an end to systemic racism and inequality.
We immediately held listening sessions with our executives in the company.
Desiree Rowles Morrison is a senior vice president and general counsel at Boston Scientific. The police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis hit close to home because the medical device company has thousands of employees near the city. For Rowles Morrison, the conversations that have followed that incident aren't new. She's the only black executive at the company, something she's gotten used to throughout her career. She says many white people are starting to see things differently.
You may not be racist, but if you are not an anti-racist, you are not advancing us to where we need to be. Being anti-racist is very different than just not being racist. And I think that is self-reflection that many of them are coming to, frankly, that they have to actively be involved in fighting racism and fighting for social justice.
To that end, Boston Scientific says it will donate $2.5 million to groups that tackle disparities in everything from education to healthcare. Rowles Morrison says the company is also accelerating efforts to diversify its leadership ranks.
To ensure that we're getting, you know, different views, different thoughts, and, you know, in our view as a company, leading to higher performance and better innovation.
Companies are thinking about diversity and inclusion in other ways, too. Wambi Rose is the CEO of Love Pop, which makes pop-up greeting cards. Rose says he's now looking to work with black artists to diversify the Boston startup's products.
In the past, we've thought, hey, we're going to try to avoid depicting human forms as much as possible so that we don't have to have that issue of how are we representing, you know, different people. But now, one of the things that's become clear to us is that's actually not equality. Like, we actually need everyone to be able to see themselves in our product line.
Other companies are thinking about their supply chains. Justin Pronovos is the owner of Curio Coffee in Cambridge.
We are looking into, can we find a coffee roaster that's black owned that we can buy beans from? And then we do a little bit of natural wine sales as well. So we are looking into, you know, are there black winemakers that we could support and we could sell their product?
Pronovost says he's already found some good options. Many black-owned businesses have seen a boost in sales since the protests began.
Weekend of Juneteenth, our takeout numbers were through the roof. It was overwhelming at one point.
Gio Lambert owns M&M Barbecue. He says he hopes the current interest in black businesses doesn't fade.
I don't want it to be out of guilt that you're doing it. You know, I want you to understand that this is for a, you know, a bigger cause.
That's something Matt Malloy is thinking about. He's the CEO of Dorchester Brewing Company, which is where M&M Barbecue is located. Malloy says his team is now brainstorming ways to diversify the staff and clientele of the brewery.
We're going to probably have a coalition of 5 or 7 people that join together to figure out what to do over the next 6 to 12 months, because it can't stop. We have to keep on doing this. Like, we've got to keep the momentum.
And long-term planning is critical. Tina Opie, who teaches management at Babson College, says companies that want to address systemic racism need to make it part of their overall strategy.
Because honestly, if all you're doing is plastering Black Lives Matter on your organization, or singing a song, or doing a video one time, but you're not looking at your institutional policies, then what you're doing is largely performative.
Opie is also a diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant. She says companies need to examine their practices for hiring, recruitment, promotions, and raises, among other things.
You have to actually resource this. You have to have metrics. You need to have content experts. You need to have project plans and accountability plans before you just haul off and announce, oh, we're going to do a diversity group and a diversity plan, and that's going to be great.
Opie and others will be watching to see whether businesses actually follow through with the efforts they've now begun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor and Wameka.